Lenore by Edgar Allan Poe. Ah, broken is the golden bowl, the spirit flown forever. Let the bell toll. A saintly soul floats on the Stygian river, and Guy de Vere hast thou no tear, weep now, or nevermore. See, on yon drear and rigid bier, low lies thy love, Lenore. Come, let the burial rite be read, the funeral song be sung, an anthem for the queenliest dead that ever died so young, a dirge for her, the doubly dead, in that she died so young. Wretches, ye loved her for her wealth and hated her for her pride, and when she fell in feeble health, ye blessed her that she died. How shall the ritual then be read? The requiem how be sung? By you, by yours the evil eye, by yours the slanderous tongue, that did to death the innocents that died and died so young. Peccavimus, but rave not thus, and let a Sabbath song go up to God so solemnly the dead may feel no wrong. The sweet Lenore hath gone before, with hope that flew beside, leaving thee wild for the dear child that should have been thy bride. For her, the fair and debonair that now so lonely lies, the life upon her yellow hair, but not within her eyes, the life still there upon her hair, the death upon her eyes. Avaunt, tonight my heart is light, no dirge will I upraise, but waft the angel on her flight with a paean of old days. Let no bell toll, lest her sweet soul amid its hallowed mirth should catch the note as it doth float up from the damned earth. To friends above, from fiends below, the indignant ghost is riven, from hell unto a high estate far up within the heaven, from grief and groan to a golden throne beside the King of Heaven. The end of Lenore by Edgar Allan Poe, published in 1844, and read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.